Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Profiles in Ignorance, How America's Politicians Got Dumb and Dumber is a satirical nonfiction study of anti-intellectualism in modern United States politics. Andy Borowitz, widely known for the Borowitz Report and for his comic political commentary, uses humor as a vehicle for historical argument rather than as mere entertainment. The book traces a public decline in expectations for political knowledge from the rise of television era, campaigning through figures such as Ronald Reagan, Dan Quayle, George W. Bush, Sarah Palin, and Donald Trump. Its central concern is not that individual politicians occasionally make mistakes, but that ignorance has increasingly become electorally useful when combined with charisma, grievance, media skill, and partisan loyalty. Borowitz presents the trend as both absurd and consequential. Voters laugh at gaffes, news organizations amplify spectacle, and public office becomes more hospitable to performance than informed judgment. The result is a comic but pointed critique of how political culture lowered its standards. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, anti-intellectualism as a durable political advantage. The main argument of Profiles in Ignorance is that ignorance in politics has shifted from an embarrassment to a marketable identity. Borowitz treats anti-intellectualism not simply as a lack of education, but as a style of political self-presentation that casts expertise, nuance, and study as suspicious or elitist. This helps explain why the book begins with the television age rather than with a narrow catalog of verbal mistakes. In the political world, Borowitz describes, a candidate can benefit by seeming ordinary, instinctive, and unburdened by policy complexity. That posture can reassure voters who feel alienated by institutions, but it also narrows the space for serious public reasoning. The book is especially concerned with how leaders who appear proudly uninformed can normalize lower expectations for everyone else in office. Borowitz does not argue that intelligence alone makes good politics. His sharper point is that democratic government becomes more fragile when knowledge itself is treated as a liability and when voters are encouraged to prefer certainty, entertainment, and tribal recognition over competence. Secondly, from Ronald Reagan to Donald Trump as a narrative of escalation, Borowitz organizes the book as a historical progression in which each era makes the next stage of political ignorance easier to accept. Ronald Reagan functions as an early turning point because his success showed how performance, television fluency, and ideological simplicity could outweigh doubts about command of detail. Dan Quayle represents a later stage in which public gaffes became national entertainment, while George W. Bush illustrates how anti-elitist style could coexist with the highest offices of government. Sarah Palin marks another escalation because she converted limited policy knowledge into a populist brand, helped by cable news and celebrity culture. Donald Trump then appears as the culmination of this pattern, not because he invented intellectual politics, but because he made its theatrical elements central to national power. This structure matters because it prevents the book from being only a collection of jokes. Borowitz is showing a ratchet effect once the electorate and media adapt to one lowered standard. The next breach becomes less shocking. Thirdly, media systems that reward spectacle over informed judgment. A recurring mechanism in the book is the role of mass media in turning political ignorance into content. Borowitz links the decline of intellectual seriousness to the incentives of television, 24-hour news, talk shows, and social media, where memorability often matters more than accuracy. A politician who produces a striking line, a comic mistake, or an outrageous claim can dominate attention even when the substance is weak. This dynamic changes the reward structure of campaigning. Candidates learn that being watchable may matter more than being knowledgeable, while journalists and commentators often benefit from the conflict and absurdity such candidates create. The problem is not only biased coverage or poor fact-checking. It is that the political information economy can make ignorance profitable for both the politician and the media platform. Borowitz uses satire to make this mechanism visible to joke lands because the reader recognizes that many public failures of knowledge have been treated as viral entertainment, rather than as warnings about governing capacity. Fourthly, satire used as non-fiction argument rather than neutral scholarship. Profiles in Ignorance is best understood as a satirical polemic grounded in recognizable political history, not as an academic monograph. Borowitz relies on comic compression, sharp juxtaposition, and cumulative examples to create an argument about cultural decline. This method gives the book much of its force. Instead of presenting a heavily footnoted theory of democratic erosion, it makes the reader feel the absurdity of lowered standards through pacing and ridicule. That approach has advantages and limits. The advantage is accessibility readers who might avoid a dense political science text can grasp how repeated public ignorance becomes normalized. The limit is that satire simplifies by design. It emphasizes the most revealing examples, and often leaves less room for institutional complexity, policy analysis, or countervailing evidence. Still, the book succeeds on its own terms because its purpose is diagnostic and critical. It asks readers to notice a pattern hiding in plain sight and to reconsider whether laughter at political stupidity has become a substitute for accountability. Lastly, voter responsibility and the possibility of raising standards. Although the book often focuses on politicians, its criticism extends to the public that rewards them. Borowitz suggests that ignorance becomes politically powerful only when voters, parties, donors, and media organizations tolerate or celebrate it. This makes the book more than a gallery of foolish public figures. It is also a critique of civic habits. If citizens accept performance as a replacement for knowledge, they help create incentives for candidates to avoid difficult questions, dismiss expertise, and convert politics into spectacle. The practical implication is that democratic standards are not fixed by law alone. They are reinforced through repeated choices about attention, voting, party loyalty, and public criticism. Borowitz also leaves room for optimism by implying that history can move in another direction if those incentives change. Raising standards does not require voters to agree on every policy. It requires treating basic knowledge, seriousness, and respect for evidence as minimum qualifications for public authority rather than optional traits. In conclusion, Profiles in Ignorance is well suited for readers interested in United States politics, political satire, media criticism, and the cultural roots of democratic dysfunction. It will especially appeal to readers who want political analysis that is accessible, pointed, and comic without being detached from real public consequences. The practical benefit of the book is that it trains readers to notice how ignorance is packaged, excused, and amplified through anti-elitist branding, television performance, viral outrage, and the lowering of expectations for office holders. Its intellectual benefit lies in connecting individual political gaffes to a broader historical pattern rather than treating them as isolated entertainment. Compared with more conventional books on polarization, populism, or democratic decline, Borowitz stands out by using satire as the organizing method. And he does not offer a comprehensive institutional theory or a detailed reform program, and readers seeking policy depth may find the polemical style limited. Its distinctive value is different. It turns familiar absurdities into evidence of a serious civic problem. The book is memorable because it makes laughter uncomfortable. It shows that the joke is not merely on foolish politicians, but also on the political culture that made foolishness useful. If you would like to support Andy Borowitz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.